Hello.
Love Talk Radio.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Beautiful kings and queens out there. I thank you for joining in today, this evening. So if it's evening in Eastern time where you at, or Central time, or whatever time, we just want to say praise God and thank the Lord for waking us up this morning, starting us on our right way. Because sometimes we, you know, we do them little toss and turns. We got our own little giddy up and our own agenda that we're going to do. But you know what? God wants us to be still. That's why what we're going through, God wants us to be still. He wants us to be still and just allow him to minister to us and breathe in us and give us the right instructions where he wants us to go, either it's left or right or straight, whichever way, or sometimes even U-turns. You know, so we just want to pray for the world, when, you know, pray for the whole world, our government, everything, leadership, everything. We just want to pray for everyone in this world. So I'm going to take this time and say a quick prayer for the world. Even, you know, I'm in the world, you in the world. So we're going to pray for the whole world. And then after I pray, we're going to bring a song, I Love Jesus, on, and then I'm going to come back. So with all minds clear, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, truly, we want to thank you on this day, this blessed day that you have ordained, God. Lord, we thank you for all things, God. We thank you for just waking us up, storing us in our right mind, putting food on our table, clothes on our back, shoes on our feet, God. Lord, you have sent blessing after blessing after blessing, and we just have just did whatever, God. So, God, I throw myself in here for everyone in the world to just say, Lord, please forgive us. Forgive us, God, because we know you are a God of second chances, and that's what we love. Thank you, God. You didn't have to give us another chance, but you did. But you did. And we should be bowing down, praising your holy name, waking up with praises and glory, asking you, Lord, what do you want us to do? Not what we want to do, but what do you want us to do? Father, Lord God, we just send prayers and blessings, healings, everything to the four corners of the earth, God, where you can touch your people. Lord, please, we ask you to put a special covering over those who lost loved ones during this time that we're going through, God. I don't call diseases. God, we already know that you, the stripes that you took for a healing. So I'm going to say we're being afflicted, God. So, Lord, we are asking you, God, if we just bow down, turn from our wicked ways, God, only then could you hear us and heal the land. So, God, even me by myself want to step in the gap for those who can't and be there for them, God, to say, forgive us, God. Give us another chance to get this right, God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. Lord, we already know who the government is. We already know who our president is. God, we don't put our name on nobody. Because who are we, God? Because you said if you throw one rock, how many will come back at us? But, God, we just pray for the mind. The mindset is being so attacked. It's being so confused. And, God, we ask you to help them to understand it is not their way, but it's your way. God, give us the knowledge that we need to go through what we're going through in these times that you have ordained. And God, we continue giving you the glory in Jesus' name. We're going to come back with the I Love Jesus. I don't know about you, but I love Jesus. I love him.
Where my praise and worship was at? Come on now.
together like this. Come on. Yeah. This song is entitled, I Love Jesus. Now I know you love Jesus, so sing with me.
I love Jesus.
Love him. I'm telling you, yeah. I love Jesus. That is by our brother Jay Wright out of Florida. Praise God. That young man has some very encouraging songs that he has been singing all over the world, international, all over. And all the songs that he sings, I'm telling you, he has written these songs and produced them on his own. He has from his own life story. And I'm telling you, it's such an awesome. His name is Jay Wright out of Jacksonville, Florida. Truly, what an awesome, awesome. Tonight, I'm telling you, wherever you at, if it's daylight, evening, afternoon, or nighttime, we have a blessed show tonight. We have a double-decker tonight, I'm telling you. A tag team with a nice young lady, I'm telling you, awesome. Beautiful young lady on tonight. Her name is Heaven Hightower. She is 14 years old. I'm telling you, out of Atlanta, Georgia. Out of Atlanta, Georgia. Awesome woman. I'm telling you, I'm not going to spill the beans, but I'm going to allow y'all to listen to this show. I'm telling you, it ain't a show. I got to get out used to that. I got to get out of show. Y'all got to listen to her on this ministry. Because this is ministry, honey. This is ministry. We ain't out here on the show. This is real talk, and this is ministry. And when we, you're going to hear so much stuff from this young lady, I'm telling you, multi. I used to think I was the only young girl out here back in the day, in my day, doing a lot. Because, you know, a lot of my friends, they wanted to have children. They wanted to have a boyfriend. They wanted to do all these things, you know. So back in the day, I thought I was the only one. Something was wrong with me that I wanted to do mature stuff. I wanted to write. I wanted to do this. I wanted to create. I wanted to build. I wanted to do something. I wanted to make a difference. I thought I was the only one, like I was an oddball. But, honey, no, I thank God he set people like that aside for a special reason to be a light in this messed up, dark world. So he bring people like that. So I'm glad God gave us multi-gifts. So when you hear this young lady, oh, my God, you talking about a gifted, anointed. God has set her aside for his goodness, for his plan, for his purpose, and for his works. And I am excited to be able to even claim her as a God niece. I am honored to even have her in my life. I am honored to even have her in this ministry tonight to share a lot of things with you. A lot of things. But as soon as we come back, I'm going to allow Teresa to say my other host that we both host, you know, I got the Blessed Hands for You, Keeping It Real, and she got the SOL, Soul, Speak Out Loud production. So we both like tag team on this radio show so we can bring you guys some good stuff, some exciting stuff, some fun stuff. Oh, we have some laughs. Teresa is the joker now. She's the joker one. Okay, I'm more of the, like, serious one, but keeping it real with you. So I just love God, how he's allowing us to just, you know, flip this and opening up the doors again for Blessed Hands for You and SOL, the soul. To be able to come back. We took a break, but you know what? We never took a break on God, because when we were doing other things that we need to do for God, but I thank God that he gave us this time to be able to, I thank God I got to stay home. What about you, Teresa? I'm glad.
I'm telling you, I'm enjoying the time home. I've been revamping. I can't clean anymore, though. I don't want to clean anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I know, because I'm looking for things. I'm like, maybe I'm need
done.
To put my bedroom in my living room, in my living room.
I done did spring cleaning, fall cleaning, winter cleaning. I done went through all the seasons now in one spring.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. But you know what? We never cannot stop doing what we need to do. What about cleaning us, cleaning our souls daily?
Ooh, ain't
so
it a message in it?
That's work all by itself. You know,
that's
work all by itself, cleaning our own soul. So you know what? I'm glad God gave us this time. It gave us time to see what's more important, because sometimes we be so busy with work, our own little agendas, people, places, and we don't have no time. We give God like maybe, I'm going to throw myself. Sometimes I just give God maybe 20 minutes in the morning when I can be spending 2 and 3 hours praying and worshiping him, or 4, 5 hours, mm-hmm. or just give him the whole day. You know what I'm saying?
The whole day.
The whole day.
Yes.
So I thank and praise God for this little time. But I'm going to share little things with you before we bring this powerful young woman on. Jesus, I got to share some things with you about our Too Real For You, what Blessed Hands For You Outreach Ministry is doing. We have a series that we are doing called Too Real For You. And we have already done 3 episodes, okay? Our 3 episodes are our
Devil in the Mist. Devil in the Mist.
I know, our tool for us to show you what God is leading us to do, so we can get sponsorships, so we can be able to start filming, because when we come back to start filming next year, episode 4, we're going to be filming now for the television shows, for it to go to different networks. So these 3 that we already did, go ahead and tell them, Teresa, our 3, and where they could find the 2 at, and where they could find the 3rd one at.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Well, the first pilot, extended first episode, is going to be Devil in the Mist. I was screaming it out from the beginning because that's where it started off at. And so you'll get an extended pilot for your first episode on that one. And, of course, 2nd episode is going to be Devil in the Mirror. And then a 3rd episode is Devil's Cornwood, which we actually just filmed this year. And you can find all 3 of these episodes, actually the first 2, you're going to find on Amazon Prime. That's www.amazonprimevideos.com. You would just type in Too Real For You, the number 2, R-E-A-L, the number 4, the letter U, and it'll pull up the actual episodes. You can scroll right through and find Devil in the Mist, and then you can also scroll through and find Devil in the Mirror on Amazon Prime. Now, on our exclusive, you're only going to find episode 3 because, again, I just said that we filmed this and we finished filming it. Last month, wasn't it, or month before last? I'm so lost because I've been in the house so long. You kind of lose your days.
Last month.
So that was last month. It wasn't too long ago. So you're going to find the exclusive for that only at www.tworealforyou.net. That's www.2real4u.net. And if you actually get on that page, you would just click on the pay-per-view, and it will give you actually, you can pull up the other episodes on there too and watch all 3. You can order the DVD as well on there. Earlene, what is that? I think the DVDs is going for all 3, $15, if I'm not mistaken, plus shipping and handling costs.
$15 for the 3-story book and for the DVD. But if you buy 2, you get $5 off, and you can buy both of them, the book and the DVD, for $25. But the good thing about it, if you don't want to go on Amazon Prime and you just want to go on our website, you get all 3 episodes for
$7.
$7?
What? Let me go click on that right now.
$7.
I'm getting ready to watch me again.
Okay. I'm telling you.
That is
$7. Yes, and you get all 3 episodes.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is so awesome. Yes, he is. And I thank God. And this, if you want to say, well, what the heck is Too Real For You? Too Real For You is things that we go through daily in our life that people don't believe. You know, because when you share your testimony, because I'm, you know what, where I got Too Real For You is when I stood up first day in church and shared my testimony about what I went through as a child and a young adult and in adulthood. And when I got married, when I shared that, everything from mental, physical, emotionally, all kind of things, you know, when I shared my testimony, people was looking at me like, yes, that really happened. So this is where the show come in. That's where I got the name from, because people tell their testimony and people look at you like, I don't believe that. That's too real to believe. But it is. It's too real for you. And in these episodes are true stories. And it's about dealing with mental illness. The young lady, which is Teresa, playing Monica Stevens, has mental issues. And the mental issues came from a past that she had lived, and she developed all these different things going on in her where people feel she's just crazy or she got some kind of mental problem. But all in end is some bottled up secrets hidden in the closet that's going to come out in these series. Not only the mental illness, we got child abuse, we got sexual abuse, for the children that have been molested, like myself when I was young. Not only that, infidelity, where I went through when I was married, going through the infidelity. And not only that, also the lies and the other things, the jealousy, we got that, sisters being jealous of one another. We got that going on. We got low self-esteem going on. We got drug abuse going on. We have so much going on in this series that I'm telling you, you guys want to watch this from the beginning. You want to get these three episodes because I'm telling you, once it comes out, it's going to be something else. So at least you can go ahead and you get to know us personally. You know, you get to know us personally out of these three saying, hey, I know them. I'm cool with them. Hey, I called them last night. You know, so follow us. I'm telling you, because it is too real for you, but it's going to be a lot of true testimonies that I am putting in this series. You don't want to miss it. So I wanted to give you guys, if you want to be a guest on the Blessed Hands for You, this is a site. This part that I do is for authors and for those who want to share their testimony or for those who just want to become an author. That's what Blessed Hands for You is. And you can send your information, your bio, a small bio. You ain't got to be big if you want to, you know, because I can read your book, okay? But a small bio, just to sum it up about you, a picture of your book and some pictures of you, whatever you want to put on for me to create your page, and just send all that information and let me know you would like to be a guest on this show at blessedhandsforyou@gmail.com. That's blessedhands, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com. Now, if you want to be a guest, like I said, just go in there and send your information to me. Or you can go to my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and put in Too Real for You. And on Facebook, yeah, all of them, Too Real for You, Too Real Theories. So that's where all my links are, Too Real for You series. And you can just inbox or send a message that way. But I prefer for you to send the information through the gmail.com. Now, we're going to play one more blessed song. I don't know what Miss Teresa going to play, but we're going to play another blessed song. And then when we come back, we're going to bring on our beautiful, awesome princess. I call her princess because she ain't going to be nothing but a queen. She already act like a boss queen as it is. So after we play this song, we're going to come back with Heaven Hightower.
Somebody lift your worship all over this room.
God of miracles.
Yes, you are a miracle worker. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I didn't want that cut, but you are a miracle worker. How many of you believe that God is a miracle worker? Oh, yes, he is. He shows us signs and wonders. He shows us so many things that we need to stop ignoring the signs of God because he is trying to tell us something. He is a miracle worker. Praise God. Praise God. Now, while we've been waiting on a beautiful young woman that I am so eager to interview here and allow her to just show everything to you and talk to you. So I'm going to give you a little background on her. Her name is Heaven Hightower. She is 14 years old. She was born in Atlanta, Georgia. Her birthday is in January. Hey, okay. Yes, she is. Heaven has since modeled. She's been modeling for 7 years to John Casablanca Modeling and Acting School, which she completed in 2013. Heaven then, she got her professional one-way training from Coach Orlando Narcisse, and now she's a professional kid model. Ain't that something? Man, I'm so glad I know this little baby. I love this young lady. Heaven has been over 200, listen to this, 214 years old, 200 fashion shows all over Georgia and New York for both New York Fashion Week and L.A. Fashion Week. Oh, look at that. Look at God. I'm telling you, he's a miracle worker. Yes, he is. Heaven started acting at the age of 8. Now, see, it didn't even stop there. The girl was modeling. Now she's acting. Ain't that something? And she started acting training with Mikhail Coleman, with Mikhail Coleman Studios in Atlanta, Georgia. Heaven has been in numerous plays, films, and television shows like the I Hate You Give, The Hate You Give. Oh, look at my girl. I'm telling you, she is awesome. She's been in a lot of stuff. Last Stand Season 4, to name a few of them, okay, because she's going to tell you a lot. And at the age of 9, Heaven wanted to start her own organization. Now, listen to this. Now, how the world, you 40, 50, 60 years old, talking about what you can't do. This little 9-year-old started her own organized helping families in need. So her mom began to call her organization Heaven Help One, Help All Foundation Incorporated. Ain't this something? Y'all know y'all need to be, y'all need y'all butts whooped. Okay, Heaven about to teach y'all some things tonight. Yes, she is. She's about to teach y'all some things. Y'all better get up when this little young lady done started at the ages I just told you. Come on now. It has been now 6 blessed and positive years since helping other kids with Christmas gifts, school supplies as well as with food, clothing, and financial needs. Heaven is a new author. Now look, see, it ain't stopped there. Didn't I say God was a miracle worker? It didn't stop there with this young lady. She is the author of her new first-time book called Heaven's Light on the Runway, Coloring Motivational Activity Book. Oh, my God. Heaven, sweetheart. How are you this evening?
I'm good.
That's good. I'm sitting here reading all this stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm reading all these things, sweetheart. But, you know, I'm there to see some of this stuff. You know, I've been following you for so long. I was living in Youngstown, Ohio, when I first came across Heaven. And we met through social media, me and her mom. Heaven was just a little girl, and I was like, hey, that's my little niece right there. I claimed her right then and there. And then I moved to North Carolina, and I'm still with Heaven Hightower. She's in the Too Real For You soap series, and she plays the little Monica, of what I told you, what was going on with Monica. So Heaven, I'm not going to get into your acting because that's the other part of your ministry this evening. So we're going to talk about this book, girl. Tell you something, because you know I've been writing. You know I've been trying to write ever since I was like, you know, 8 years old myself. But you know, God didn't open up that door at that time for me. But as being a older author and meeting a younger author, how did it come about for you to start this book? First, tell us the name of it, and then tell us how you came about wanting to write this.
The name is called Heaven's Life on the Runway. It's a coloring book, motivational book, along with games like word search and crossword puzzle. And me and my mom just thought there isn't any other kid, well, teen authors in Atlanta, and it would be something different for me to build my levels in craft. So we just thought to make a coloring book about my life on the run. And
well, you know,
to do more books.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had the pleasure of getting your book. And I'm tell you, I'm like, I ain't going to tell you my age, you know. I ain't going to tell you that, but I'm just going to tell you, as an older, wise, beautiful black woman here, I had the honor of getting your book. And I'm telling you, I have a stepson that's 10 years old. I didn't want to give him the book. I want to keep the book and color my doggone self. I was looking through the book and I was liking it myself, you know. I'm telling you, so to me, it's not just for little kids or young kids, or it's even for older people, even those. I would love, you know, when all this stuff is over with, I want to purchase a few more because I'm going to take them to a couple of a nursing homes. Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful. So tell us exactly what's all in this book about. I know you said it's about you being on the runway. Okay, what was the, what's in the book? What's, you know, we don't want to give them all things because we want them to purchase the book as well. But give them something where they can be more interested in getting your book.
So the book has motivation, and it also has my storyline at the end and acknowledgments. And you could buy the book on my mom's Cash App, Tonika Hightower, cash sign, Tonika Hightower. And it's now on Amazon. Just look up in the search bar, Heaven's Life on the Runway, and you'll see it.
Wow, ain't that something? Y'all guys, I'm telling you, I love the book. And if y'all would like to call in, if you on the line and you want to call in and talk to this great actress, author, entrepreneur, everything, I could just go on and give her every title, but every title she has is a gift from God. You can call right now if you don't want to miss her knowledge or anything. Call 516-387-1532. That's 516-387-1532. Okay, also, Heaven, as I'm following you, I'm seeing all these things, you know. I was watching you around Thanksgiving. I was watching you around Christmas. I was watching you around when school time was coming in. Tell us a little bit, what was that all about?
Well, I have a foundation called Heaven Help One Help All Foundation Incorporated, and it's been going on since I was 9, as you said before, and it's an organization where me, my mom, and my ambassadors help out in the community and give families in need their everyday needs, such as food and clothes, and we do year-round events. Well, we're on a stop till the corona is, you know. And we do year-round events such as back-to-school events, Christmas events, and sometimes we might go out. I mean, every other Wednesday, we go out and give out hot meals to the needy.
Oh, that is so awesome. Heaven, let me tell you something, sweetheart. You are a blessed young woman, and I know God has called you for a great purpose. And like I said, it's such an honor to know you. And I know me being a woman that ran an outreach ministry and used to feed the homeless and set up different events to raise for domestic violence and children that have been abused in homes. As you go out in the communities, you know, I know you run into people that don't have places to live or haven't had food all day. How do that affect you as a young woman?
It affects me, like, in a way where it just makes me want to help. So I go out and help. And it just, I have that type of heart. I get it from my mom. We both have the kind heart and tendency and time.
Wow, that is so beautiful. You know, we need a lot of young people like you in the world. Because let me tell you, you know, I lived all over from Utah to Ohio to Pittsburgh to New York. I lived all over the place, and I have met a lot of young people. I met good ones. I ain't going to put them all down, but I met a lot that's so selfish, that don't want to do stuff like that, to feel like this ain't even cool. How do this affect you with your friends and everything? Because I know that takes a lot of energy and a lot of time out where you don't have that much of a social life. Out there, because you're modeling, you're writing, you're acting, and you have your own business. Do that affect you with relationships, as far as with your friends or
no.
Anybody?
They support me, and because some of them bought my book, some of them got it from the giveaway, and they, well, I'll be having breaks sometimes, so I have time to have fun and be a regular person.
Wow.
It doesn't really.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
You're showing up a leader that I would love to follow, you know, myself. So, you know, and you know, so I hope a lot of young people look at this as an opportunity, not just for gaining money, but also giving back. You have that giving heart, like you said, and it's a blessing to inherit that, you know, from your family, from your mom, that have that type of heart, because that is a heart of God. He wants us to be a blessing. He blessed us to be a blessing, you know, so God give us things where, you know, I always taught my children, you know, when they were growing up, y'all got to share me. You got to share, because there were other children around us that didn't have what we have. And I was always saying, you know, share. We, you know, my kids never had me to themselves. They always had to share me with other children and other people. And this is where I was teaching them how to be compassionate. The compassion that God has given me, the love that God has given me, you know, the humbleness that God has given me. And I'm telling you, and charity starts from home first. So I thank your mom for teaching you that, because I know you had to watch your mom, even though you got your own little gift that God has given you, but also you had to watch something growing up to see something that you inherit. And you wanted to follow. So we do want to give a shout out to your mom, you know, and your father or whatever. But I definitely
Thank
want to
you.
Give you a shout out to your parents for having such a beautiful young woman. And so, Heaven, tell the people where they can purchase your book again, and also where they can, you know, if some people want to say, hey, you know, we want to get involved in your organization, Heaven Helps All, and or to sow into your modeling or your acting, tell them exactly how we can find you on the social medias or anything.
For my book, you can Cash App and PayPal Tonika Hightower. It's $15 and
PayPal dot me.
PayPal is .me/ Heaven Help One Help All. And it's $15. And if you're not, and the shipping is an add-on of $6, which would be $21 in all. And it's on Amazon, $16. Just search up Heaven's Life on the Runway with free shipping. And for my modeling and acting on Instagram, it's ModelHeaven1 as well as Twitter. And my organization is Heaven Help One Help All. And Heaven Help One. And my Facebook is Heaven Help One Help All. And also Actress Model Heaven Hightower. And as well as my book is Heaven's Life on the Runway book.
Wow. Oh, my God. I hope you guys all hear this. If you didn't, you know, you can go back and we'll share this link on Heaven's page, on a lot of social media pages, and you can just play it back and get that information. But, Heaven, I want to ask you one more thing. When do you sleep?
Every time I get. Well, I sleep every
Amen.
Day.
Amen, amen. Because all the things that you're doing, I know, like I told you, as a young woman myself, your mind just run with ideas, or God is waking you up and telling you, hey, let's do this, let's do that. So I know you're a busy young woman and you have a lot going on, and we appreciate you so much, darling. We appreciate you so much. And you know, we want to get this out there, have people to sow into your ministry that God is giving you, sow into you, sweetheart, to reach the highest dreams that God is taking you, because we thank you for just giving back everything you're doing. You receive and you give back, and that's a blessing all for itself. And I don't know if your mom there, but I would love for your mom to give a shout out. And we want to ask her a question about this beautiful, wonderful young woman that God has blessed her with. Is she around?
I'm right here.
Hey, how you doing? Could you tell us what's your name, sweetheart?
My name is Tonika Hightower Porter.
Wow. And you have such a beautiful, beautiful young woman, beautiful daughter.
Thank you.
Could you tell the people how he is raising a child like Heaven, and how important it is to sow into and believe into their dreams, their life, and the things that they got going on?
It is wonderful because I have a son, and Heaven is my daughter, and I just want her to be a lot better than I was when I was smaller.
Yeah.
And I want her to just live her dreams, and for me to push her to be great.
Wow. You know, I know that can be a handful, but it's also such a blessing where I see the, you know, I'm not even in front of you, but to see the glow and the smile on your face, the look at a daughter like that, that has that type of heart and compassion and everything to want to do things. And she's not out there for show, but like she said, she has that heart that she wants to help and give. And being a mom myself, you know, some parents, you know, they're not, you know, some parents, not that they don't want to, some parents are not able to get that resource or to be able to
yeah.
know how to help their child the way heaven is. Is there any encouraging words that you can give to the people to tell them how to push and how to help a young woman like, or a young man that have so much gifts and talents in them?
All I can say, like, if they want to be, you know, if they child want to be a model or actress, I would say get coaching, you know, to mm-hmm. know exactly what they're doing and, you know how to come when they go into auditions and things like that before getting like an agent or something. Get the training first.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you. I just want the people to know what's behind heaven. Which comes from a beautiful mother as well and a father. I watch you guys, how her father draws a lot and how you really there to mama, what you call it, mom manager?
Mom.
Her into her mama manager, into her career and everything. And I just want to thank you from a mother to a mother. Thank you for sharing your daughter to the world and allowing her to go out and be the butterfly that she is to a lot of people and touching so many hearts. So we truly at Blessings for You want to actually thank you so much for sharing such a beautiful young woman with us.
And thank you for believing in my daughter and letting her be a part of your vision and project.
Oh, yes. Praise God. Praise God. Now, guys, y'all heard from Heaven Hightower. Heaven, is there anything else you would like to say to the people before we take this this beautiful other anointed song, and then we come back? We're going to come back with the second half of Heaven Hightower's interview of her acting part. Oh, my God. And I can't wait. Heaven, is there anything else you would like to say before we come back for your second interview?
Dream hard, be humble, and keep on working.
All right. Y'all hear it, girls and guys and kings and queens, what the girl said, okay? Now we're going to come back shortly after we have this other blessed song. Like I said, if you would like to call in and speak to Heaven Hightower, all you got to do is dial that number. We still on, so if you would like to call 516-387-1532. If you have any questions for her, just call in.
Am I on now?
Oh, yes. You're on?
So the song says, mountains are still being moved, strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all it says, and bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come.
may do.
Woo! Somebody say,
we are here.
To the Blessed Hands for You Outreach Radio. We thank you. We thank for having Heaven. Now she's about to come back with her second interview. Oh, yeah. So if you would like to be an author or someone with a book or a testimony you want to share online, just like I said, you can go to Blessed Hands for You at gmail.com. Send me your bio, your headshot, and picture of your book or anything, just whatever you would like to do on here. If you would like to come on and give a song, or if you like to come on and say a word or whatever, Blessed Hands for You is open for you, because this is outreach ministry. It's not mine. It belongs to God. We thank you for joining in, and now we're going to come in with the SOL, Soul, Speak Out Loud Ministries from Teresa Guilford.
Hey, 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 it is your girl, actress Teresa Guilford. Just glad to be on today. I have been soaking up like a sponge. I know you guys have been anticipating as well, the ones that are listening in with us, sitting down at the table and feasting along with us. So what I want to do first and foremost is give a shout out to everybody that is supporting us, everybody that is just sitting around and joining in with us today. And I want to open up the floor for any callers that have any questions that want to pique, whether if you want to pique my brain, I don't know if you want to pique my brain right about now, but or the host brain, Erlina Guilford, or definitely our guest and special guest today, Ms. Heaven Hightower. Please, I'm giving you the floor right now to give your shout out. And say hello, caller. Are you on the line?
Yes. You hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good, good. And yep. Just wanted to give you a floor to give a shout out.
Oh, yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Heaven Hightower. She's doing a very, very nice job.
What's on that?
Oh, you recognize my voice, huh?
Yes.
Yes, yes, I'm her dad, and I just wanted to give her a shout-out and let her know that I'm supporting her and all of that. I've been listening to her interview. She did a very, very, very nice job. Yeah, I did the illustration for a book.
Yes, yes.
Amen, amen. And when is your name, huh?
Oh, Jose Strong.
Amen, amen.
Jose Strong,
yes.
Yeah.
Amen,
always,
I love to hear that. That's what we be on here and give the shout-outs to the baby.
Hello? Hello?
Are you there?
Ahead, we here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still here. Yeah.
What were you saying,
yeah,
sir?
I just wanted to congratulate her on all the hard work she's been doing over the years and everything and let her know that I'm still behind. I've been listening to her interview. I tried to say something earlier, but I guess I couldn't say nothing. I guess y'all couldn't hear me then. But,
oh, well, you
yeah.
can say something.
We probably
now.
Couldn't. You know, when there's women on the line, women don't hear nobody but themselves. So we probably heard our voices. We didn't hear you. We apologize. But definitely,
okay.
We were so excited to have Heaven on. We didn't even hear you. I think we heard you chime in right when I was getting ready to play that song. But by that time, the song already had took over. So I wanted to make sure we gave you that floor when we came back.
Well, if you have anything to say, Mr. Jose, we would love to hear it. Because as I gave a shout-out to her mom, I also want to give a shout-out to you, the proud father of this beautiful young woman. Thank you, too, for allowing us to, you know, just be in her life and enjoy the things that God is doing in her life. So is there anything you would like to say for your beautiful daughter?
Yeah, I just wanted to keep that entrepreneur spirit because, you know, I believe in entrepreneurship and, you know, doing your own thing. And she's doing it very well for her age, and I'm very proud of her. And I hope she continues in what she does. I hope the world doesn't throw her for a loop. And if it does, stay strong and overcome those things because the world can be mean.
Yeah.
So I just want her, you know, to stand strong in whatever trial she happens to go through in life. And remember her dad will always be here for her.
Amen.
Heaven, I want to give you a chance to respond to your dad and your mom. I mean, you've been hearing everyone talk about you. And at this particular time, I think it would be so just for you to say something in response.
Thank you. And
welcome. Welcome, Heaven. You at home? Are you on the show now? Oh,
yes.
Okay. That'll be over there in a minute. Not in a minute, but, you know. My time. Okay? I got some drawing to do.
You.
Y'all have a good day. I'm still doing that artwork, y'all. Y'all give me a call on it. I guess Heaven to give you my information, too. And
yes.
I do portraits.
Yes.
So y'all have a great day.
Thank you.
You. Thank you. And we'll definitely make sure we get that
get
and start that out on Facebook.
Yeah, I definitely want to get some artwork for the Too Real For You show. So you definitely will be hearing from us.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, Heaven, see you in a minute.
Okay, love you.
Okay, love you too, mama.
Well, there you guys have it. That was Heaven Hightower's father and her mom chiming in as well. Definitely in Heaven Hightower. She's just always so humbled. We can talk about 1 million to 100 words in a second, as we've been doing on this radio show tonight, just speaking. And Heaven will get on and be like, yeah, I'm good. That's it. Love you all. She gives it straight to the point, but she definitely is just so sweet. But definitely, I'm excited to have you back because this is a historic moment for me.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that I've got to interview you was back in October of 2017, so at the Soul Table. So that definitely was like 2 years ago. You know, that was a while back. So I'm just excited to see where you've been from 2017, the last time we sat down and talked, to now maybe be able to pick your brain a little bit more and take me some notes. You know, I definitely learn a lot from you when it comes to acting, when it comes to poise, when it comes to being a hustler. So definitely I appreciate the grind that you have as well. And I want to pick your brain for some of the people too. I don't know if you remember, you know, I like to ask questions, Heaven and stuff like that. So I want to give a couple questions out here, but I also got a trivia question I wanted to ask you too. Are you familiar with any of like the older actors that were kid actors that started out as kid actors?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know Gary Coleman? Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Ask your mom. Is your mom around?
Yes, I remember him.
Gary Coleman.
Funny.
Okay, so you're going to have to help her out with this trivia question since she don't know who Gary Coleman is. But he started off as a kid actor as well. He started off, I can't remember how old he was. I think he was like maybe 5 years old. But he started off with Michael Jackson in commercials, and then he went on to Facts of Life and, you know, to he did a whole lot of different things. And then, of course, as an adult actor. But Gary Coleman was known for which famous catchphrase? And I'm going to give you some four different answers, and then you pick the best one that you think he was known for. This is Gary Coleman. And what known catchphrase was he known for? And so I got, what's happening? Say what? Dynamite. And what you talking about?
What you talking about?
Ding, 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 ding. See, you got it right. Definitely. He was known for, what you talking about, Willis? Which was one of my favorite shows to watch him on. But I thought I would throw that out there because it's always good to see, you know, like you're going to be known for a catchphrase, I'm pretty sure, and someone that's going to be talking about this from generations to come in the future are going to be like, hey, you guys remember actress Heaven Hightower when she was like 11 years old, 14, and she was on the Soul Table and Bless Hands for You radio show. She kept saying this and XYZ. So definitely, you know, I'd love to pick our brains and get us seeing different things like that as well. But also I wanted you to give us a little bit of a chance to tell us how you got started in your acting career, if you don't mind giving us that actual information.
I started when I was about 7 to 8 years old, and it's been 6 years, and my mom, we just wanted to try it out. So first I got into a play, and stage play, I was in a stage play, stages first, and then the director of the stage play had introduced
the name of the stage play.
Agape They Love, stage play name.
Christian
based. And then the director of the stage play had referred me to a acting coach. His name is Michael Coleman, and he has Michael Coleman Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, and then I was taught from him for a couple of years. Then moving up, I came to another acting coach, Carl Kennedy. He's been in a lot of movies and shows, like he's been on OWN.
Yeah.
Tyler. The Have and Have Nots on Tyler Perry Show. And ever since then, I've been doing good and getting greater in success and phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. That's what I'm talking about. Now, I mean, how did you feel when you first got started? What was your feelings? I mean, I know you said you started off on the stage.
At first, I was curious. And then I wasn't really the shy type. I wouldn't really say I'm the shy type, but I was just curious if I was like, can I do this? Can I not? And then and God just said she's gonna be an actress, so he gave me that power. Yeah.
I hear that, and so forth, and then he's given you multiple, so many different other hats as well and different things. You're just an entrepreneur all around. But I definitely was excited when you joined the team of the Too Real for You project, which I'm on as well, and we get to play twins, basically. You're playing the
the first Monica, and then I'm playing the second Monica as she's older. So I've been having fun working with you on this project as well. And for me, with
me
this
too.
Project, you know, I like to take certain roles. Do you find yourself just liking, you're welcome, Heaven, do you find yourself just liking like a certain type of role, or would you say that you're eclectic, that you like to just try different things, or do you have a favorite, like, area that you like to stay in?
Mainly, I'm a dramatic actress, but I can be a comedian, and I can do other types of genres. Like, I can be, like, I can have a British accent. I have to work on it now, because it's been a long time since I did it. And I could do other stuff, like, just not so serious, because dramatic be serious. I could be fun, too, because, like, I'm actually, in real life, I'm an actual funny person.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm a goof troop. But then I like to take on the serious roles, too, as well, to challenge myself, too. Some of them aren't too challenging, because even though I'm a goofy troop, I'm kind of, like, to myself as well, because I like to just be in my own bubble sometimes. So I'm, you know, I'm serious when I'm focused on doing what I'm doing. So it's not hard to switch on to serious. It's just hard to switch on sometimes to mean and angry and stuff like that. I have to go to certain places. But with this Monica Stevens character that you're playing, I know we just finished up an episode of filming last month. And this episode to me was a little different than I know that me and you, we played in the first episode together, and then we played in the third episode together. And so, like, for me, I think the third episode, it gave me a little bit more of a deeper side of you, you know, as little Monica. And I was, I flipped around, and big Monica scared of little Monica, I can tell you that. You got the floor, little Monica. So I want to know, like, what do you do to prepare for a role like this? And then if you can give us, without giving us, a whole lot about that episode, like, what's your character about?
My character is little Monica Stevens. She's been through a lot through the past. Like, she's been through sexual harassment. Like, she's been molested. And that's why she is the way that she is right now. That's why she's such the psycho demon inside of big Monica Stevens' head, because she wants revenge. So she has a little crazy laugh.
What's that laugh? What's the crazy laugh?
Crazy laugh.
I don't think I want to go there with her. Yeah, she sounds a little off right there. It sounds more like it's calculated almost. But, I mean, with this character, I know that you mentioned that she's been through some traumatic things as well. Do you think that she ever had, like, some happy moments or anything like that in her life, in her child life? I mean, could you vision that when you're going into this character and engulfing? Do you think that maybe, you know, because, I mean, we in all of our lives, I know I was a child and I've had happy moments, sad moments. And I'm pretty sure you've had happy and sad moments. But with you being little Monica, do you think that with everything that she's been through, that you've taken on from her and learned from her so far and where she's at so far? Because I know she still has to grow. This is a full season and a lot more episodes, you know, for you to go, I know. But as far as where she's at right now, do you think she's ever had a happy moment?
I think maybe in the future she'll have one.
Okay. I hope
maybe.
So. I'm look forward to it. Yeah. I was gonna say we're gonna hope for her to have a happy moment or whatever, you know, in her life. Now, as far as some of the other things that you've been working on too, what else have you been working on in the end of 2019 to right now, up until April? We're already in April. I know we have the pandemic that just came, and hit us real quickly.
I've been in a new independent movie called Black Girl Magic. And I was
Black Girl Magic.
Yes. It's like witchcraft, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been in, in 2018 came out The Hate U Give as character Natasha.
Yeah.
and I've also been in MacGyver. I've been in Little.
No, 2019.
Last year. I've been. And I've
I know
been
it's a lot, huh? Y'all gonna have to just write her out a Rolodex and let her be able to just roll it down.
My resume.
I know it's been a lot. It's been a lot. But definitely, I know that.
Year three, and
yeah.
That's all that I can think of.
Wow. That's a whole lot. I mean, and in the process of all of that, you always remain a student, and I always like to follow you and tell you about that and give you your kudos on that, because with everything that you do as far as your extracurricular activities, which right now, because school is your job, your first job, you know, of course, acting is your job and stuff like that, and your passion, your ministry, but it has to go to the second when it comes to schooling. So you keep your first job at, I give you a hats off to that and a kudos to that, because you always remain a straight A student, as I can see, as well with your academics as well. And so that's going to just help push you even further and help other people, young people, and look at you and say, you know what, I want to not just be like her, but I want to do what she's doing. But I want to find mine. And you're going to be able to help, you know, other kids that are your age, yeah, and even some adults like myself be able to find our, you know, ourselves and be able to push like you push. So I want to give you a kudos and a hats off to how hard you go and how you're always staying positive and showing the positive no matter what you may feel, you know, or what kind of day you may be having at that moment. You never see you with a frown. So I give you a hats off to that. And then also, I see you doing a lot of the TikTok videos and different monologues and things like that. Now, I wanted to say for monologues, you seem to be pretty much an intermediate or an expert at it. Pretty, you know, now to me, yeah. I mean, from when I look at your monologues, it looks more expertise. So do you have any pointers to give to us when, if someone wants to do a monologue or, you know, like from your journey of doing them?
Sometimes you can just make up a monologue, look up a monologue, like, for example, a dramatic monologue. Some people learn to cry. Some people don't. Some people just have the facial expressions. And I like to do funny monologues. And you can also do skits. But when you're doing skits, don't look at the camera. Look somewhere else. Like you're looking at another person because it's a skit. And just give it your all and have fun and be in character.
Okay. All right. And should we do it, like, I mean, is there a certain background we should use? And, like, how long should it be?
If you're auditioning, they would prefer, like, a solid gray background, not too light, or blue. Just a plain background, not too big or not too dark, just right in the middle.
Okay. And what's next for you? What do you got going on? I mean, I know all the things that you are doing, and I know that we got this little, you know, pause right now, but I know that you're planning things, and I know that you got some things brewing
I
in the
have
pot. So what's coming out the
interview.
Pot?
Fox 5 interview.
When is that?
Next week.
Okay, so next week you're going to be interviewed on Fox 5?
Yes, talking about my foundation.
Right. Okay.
And how we're
talking about
the coronavirus. Thank
yeah.
you. And I also
you're
like
welcome.
To thank you for buying my book.
Oh, thank you. I've been wanting to buy it too as well, and so I appreciate it. I had to get it today. I was like, let me get it while I wanted to get it when I first got up this morning, but then I was like, let me. I went through my day, and so I appreciate you getting responding right to me, you know, to be able to get it to you guys. If you want to get a book too from Heaven High Tower, definitely she responds right away, so y'all can go on her Facebook page and look her up, and definitely she responds within seconds, so you'll have that actually, you know, shipped and ready before, like within seconds. So definitely you can get that from her. I can't wait to get my copy to come in too. I know my mom's been raving about it. I wanted to steal hers off her table. She don't know it. When we was down in Atlanta filming, I seen it, and I'm telling her myself,
But at the same token, I was like, oh, if I could just borrow, you know, not steal it, but steal it to borrow it and then try to slide it back because I seen it. I was like, oh, I didn't want to get that. But I didn't take it because I knew she would catch me. nevertheless, but I was tempted. I promise you, that's how serious it was. It's just eye popping when you even see it, the graphics of it, the design of it, all that good stuff. So I definitely can't wait to read it and be able to. I'm gonna make sure I take a picture and do my little quick little video with it as well when I get it, giving you a shout out. And I wanted to give you a chance too, real quick. To give a shout out to some people. I know we've been, you know, yapping and talking, but do you got any shout outs you want to give to anybody?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what happened. I think the host phone had hung up because it put me on mute, and I think it put you on mute too. And I was giving you a moment. I don't know if you had heard me right before. I don't even know when I went on mute and what you heard last, but I was asking you, did you want to give a shout out or any shout outs to anyone since
yes.
we were doing all the talking? You can give some shout outs now.
Okay. I would like to shout out God, all my supporters, my mom, my father, and people who've been there since day one, and all my supporters.
That's right. I know that. And people that's been there since day one. And you know what I say, too, as well, Heaven, sometimes I say, and I give a shout-out to my future. My future.
Yep, I
give fans,
a shout-out
to
my
ones.
Future success.
Yes.
And rebound.
Because it's coming. Absolutely. I know that's right. I know that's right. And did you have any questions for me?
No. I'm just
right,
thankful
definitely.
For being on the show. And thank you for having me, Ms. Arlena and Ms. Teresa.
Definitely. It's always a pleasure. I can't wait to have you back again. And I can't wait for, I know we got some more stuff that's going to be coming out. I know for Too Real for You, we're in the marketing status as well for episode 4 to be able to be filmed. So we're looking forward to that. I had gave some little things away, Heaven, as far as like if people watch episode 1, 2, and 3 for them to, if they can tell me where we're going to be moving to, because in episode 3, I think we say where we're going, what city and state we're going to be moving to, or actually we say what state we're going to be moving to from out of Atlanta. So I kind of got like a little thing, side thing going on the side and seeing who can guess that for me or be one of the first people for it. But definitely, I'm just trying to promote us any way we can. I would say definitely you guys look up Heaven High Power on her Facebook page. You can look up Tanika Porter as well. She's the one that's actually supporting her on her Facebook page, which is her mom. And Heaven, if you can give us your website again for the Heaven Help Me Help One.
Oh, well, my website is right now is on pause.
No, it's my website on there.
Oh, okay. It's Heaven Help One Help All at www.heavenhelp1helpall.com.
And
my
what's your Instagram?
Heavenhelp1helpall and model heaven one, number one, HEAVENMODEL, model heaven one. And for Facebook, it's heavenhelp1helpall foundation. And it's also Model Actress Heaven Hightower. And Twitter is also Model Heaven One. And my
all
book
right.
is
you gotta stop
Heaven's Life on the One Way book. And that's all. All
right. And what about your TikTok? I be on it. I be on that TikTok. I be seeing you. I might not say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I be stalking you. But no, definitely. So you guys, you know, you can always find her always on any social media site, always keeping up with what's going on. I know that you are being safe out here with the actual virus, but I do see that you are helping people too as well. I know that you guys had just did a drop-off and things like
yes.
that and trying to help with some food just recently, last week and the week before. So I wanted to, you know, tell them about a little bit about that and where that was at, and if people need food or if things that are going on in you guys' area, you might be able to hit up
heaven because she's one of the greatest resources when it comes to in Atlanta and helping out people. If they're not out there, then she can give you some pointers of where to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And I want to give you the floor to have the last word.
Keep on dreaming, hard work, and stay inside, stay safe.
All right, I know that's right, y'all. Stay inside, keep on dreaming, stay inside, and stay safe. You guys have been chimed in with Heaven Hightower, the youth author of today, which is on the Blessed Hands for You radio show, book club, ministry, as well as sitting down at the soul table. I'm actress Teresa, a.k.a. TCG, and you have been tuned in with Erlina Guilford Shine, as well as Heaven Hightower. Peace and love. Stay safe.
You're the